Praise the Lord. So you need to understand that these arguments are useless, pointless, meaningless, just to showcase someone who thinks he has this wisdom. And you know what about Abel Damina's teaching? It doesn't take much to pull it down. It doesn't really take much. It just takes you asking reasonable questions. That's all. Just like I have analyzed it before you now. You can see. It doesn't mean I have to go into the scripture to go and bring this scripture and bring that scripture. The problem with Abel Damina is like, it's like people who cook, you know, that kind of soup that make people to steal. If you go to the, if you go to these oil bunkers, there's one man that is an oil bunker. He will never eat soup that is left over. His soup must be fresh until the day they arrested him. His money went away. He started eating soup that they bought, they won. Amen. There are soup that if you see, you will know the man is a thief. Why would you mix dry fish, wet fish, periwinkle, snake, pomo, meat, goat meat, cow meat, in one soup? He's a greedy man. There are those kind of people that instead of just teaching a simple thing, they want to mix many scriptures.
Scripture number one. Let's go to scripture number two. Put it down here. Put it down here.
You quote 10 scriptures to teach something that somebody will come and tear down with just one statement. You complicate issues. Thinking you are building a strong case. He said, no, in court, no amount of pleading. Pleading means the last summation of the lawyer. No amount of pleading can outweigh one evidence. Just one evidence. If you like, write 5 books on what and quote all the law, points of law. That one evidence throws down all the pleadings. The evidence that God lives in heaven is that you yourself have said that Jesus is the one that lives in heaven. And that Jesus is God incarnate. So you have already told us that God lives in heaven. Now, to tell you that heaven is not a space or an intangible space where if God goes somewhere, heaven goes with him. No. Genesis says, in the beginning, God created. Heaven is created. It is a tangible place. It is a creation. It didn't come with God. So, when you now say that the day that Jesus Christ came and lived in us, we, heaven, came into us. So heaven at last is a scam. It is heaven that came into us. Heaven, it calls heaven intangible. But create means tangibility. Do you see angels? Do you see angels? But will you say there are no angels? Because they are not tangible. Do you see spirits? Would you say there are no spirits? If you enter the spirit realm, you will now see that they are tangible, that you can touch them. Amen?
Amen.
But because you are in the flesh, you think they are not tangible. Heaven is a space that was created. And a created place cannot come and dwell inside of us. So heaven is not in us. It is Jesus and God that is in us. And that same Jesus and God are in heaven. which is in us is the hope of that which we are hoping for and the evidence of what we have not yet seen. That is why Satan is using Abel to discredit truth. He said that the definition of faith in Hebrews 11, which is faith is the substance of a thing hoped for, the evidence of a thing not seen, that definition of faith is not the faith of believers. Okay, define our own faith for us. For if we have already entered heaven, why are we still walking by faith? Do you know that Jesus Christ did not bring us into heaven? It is the book of Hebrews that said it. Hebrews say, if Jesus had given them rest. So the man who wrote Hebrews wrote it long after Christianity has started. He said, if Jesus had given them rest, why will it now be said in another place, there remaineth another rest? Therefore, let us walk to enter that other rest. Let who walk? Us, Christians. Meaning we have not entered heaven. For Jesus took nobody to heaven except those who die asleep. Then their spirit go to heaven. For heaven, the spirit of the just man made perfect. So Jesus Christ did not bring heaven at first. Heaven at first is a scam, which Abel is scamming the church with. Abel selected, you know, he does what is called selective discharge. He selects what he wants, drop the other one. Select the one he wants to support his already made view point. That is why he's always jumping, anything. He said, this is the mystery. Christ in us. And he left it there. But right in that same statement, the hope of glory. Meaning, Christ in us is to keep hope alive till we come to glory. But he keeps saying, Christ in us, and he stopped there. It's a deliberate thing Abel is doing. It's a deliberate thing. He is deliberately trying to derail the church. It is deliberate. Because time and time again, Abel Damina continues to not speak the whole truth, but half, as it will please his position. When something repeats itself over and over again, it becomes deliberate. It is no longer a mistake. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. In verse 7. Again, he limited. He said, let's start from 6. Seeing therefore it remained that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, in the Psalms, today after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Amen. For if Jesus, not if Moses, if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remained therefore a rest to the people of God. There remained therefore, futuristic, a rest to the people of God. Meaning, this man himself that is preaching has not entered that rest. Meaning, the Christians on earth have not entered the rest. But look at the proof of it. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Have we ceased from our own works, even now that Christ is in us? He said, if you believe in me, the works that I do shall you do, even greater works than this. In other words, we are still working. This thing I'm doing now is a work. He said, but if I have entered my rest, I wouldn't need to do this. I have ceased from my own works. Amen?
Yeah.
Then look at verse 11 to tell you that he's talking about the believers, not the unbelievers. Let us, who? The church, the people he's writing to. Let us labor. Is there labor now in Christ?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, to enter into the rest, lest any man shall fall after the same example of unbelief. Can a believer fall? Yes. Can a believer disbelieve? Yes. Are we entered our rest? No. Are we laboring to enter? Yes. So heaven at last is the truth. Heaven at first is a scam. For heaven at first is actually supposed to be the presence of God with us, which is the faith of the heaven we are hoping for, the evidence of the heaven we have not seen. So if there is even a heaven at first, it is come to make us, to assure us of heaven at last. How can you now call heaven at last come? Because you say, you argue that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. So now we are already in heaven. Then what is this man talking about? See the half-baked gospel that he preaches. He preaches where he wants to preach and leave the one that will counter what he's saying. On balance, every coin has two sides. Every man has two ears. You hear and try it. Have two eyes. Have you ever seen a man that have one eye? Wanting to have one eye. A man that have one eye. Have you ever seen him that if he can have back the other eye, he will refuse? Because he knows it's abnormal. Fine girl, if they remove your lower lips now, nobody won't look you again. Now those lips now make person like, oh, this baby. I beg, see face, see leg. If she is walking like this with one leg, all that I beg, see face, see leg. If the Holy Spirit tells you that she's your wife, you say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I bind in the name of Jesus. So of all the girls in this world, they don't see anybody to give me. And this one, it takes the eye of God for you to agree that that is your wife. You will never agree. Amen. Meaning that anything that you reason with your right and don't reason with your left is not balanced. So when you reason something, go further. See if there's something that balances it or counsels it. Go further. So if we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, yet we are told that right now on earth we are still laboring to enter. It means it is by faith that we sit with Christ. Not in reality, but by faith. We are seated with him by faith in heavenly places, exercising his authority on earth, and therefore we are going to where we are already seated. We are going to go there by labor, by works, by labor.
Yes, sir. God bless, sir.
It's not automatic.
Yes, sir.
So take heed to what you are doing. You are walking towards a rest. Therefore, if you are doing that which will not take you there, stop it. Don't believe a man that tells you the day you were born again, you entered heaven. There is no such thing. Jesus came into your life, into your soul, and made you a living soul. You were a dead soul before, but God came by his Spirit and made us a living soul so that we will be built up unto eternal life, unto everlasting. We'll be built up by eternal life unto everlasting life. So heaven at last is still there. It's not a scam. And all your labor will be in vain if heaven at last is a scam. So, my dear, those are the things that make this studio session. Because we want to correct it. And I believe you are not the only one seeing what I'm saying. That people online, if anybody hears me online and still criticizes me, he loves Abel to die. You know that kind of, I love him, die. Yeah? I go die. Say he no like the name again. Say that time where him be I go die now because of poverty. He has no fear. So he say, if you talk, you die. If you don't talk, you die. So I go die. Make I talk and die. Now he has made money. He doesn't want that name again. That his name is I go live. He wants to live and enjoy the money. Brother, you have not seen hell before. That is why you think that if your pastor goes to hell, you can go with him. Abel calls those whom God has granted access to seeing hell or heaven for the sake of telling people this thing is real. Please live a holy life. There is no sin in heaven. This thing is real. Please fear God. There is no comfort in hell. He says they are having malaria dream. That they are having malaria dream. That is what he said. Amen? Amen. That they are having malaria dream. It's not true. See, let me tell you something. I will say this again tomorrow. Heaven is yours. Hell is yours. This world is yours. Death is yours. Life is yours. Angels are yours. God is yours. Man is yours. Sickness is yours. Disease is yours. Anything, all things are yours. If you want to go to hell today and you want to go and visit hell and see the people that is in that place, you ask God, God, send an angel to take me to hell. I want to go on the tour of hell. I want to know if there is a hell. Hell is mine to go or not to go. I want to go there. God will send you angel. He will take you and take you to hell and show you hell. You will see whether there are Christians, former Christians in that place. Don't let anybody tell you anything. Go there yourself. God promised in one of the prophets, he said he will bring them to the borders and show them hell. The way their people are burning, there is no end to their suffering, and the worms don't die. Their torment is forever. God promised. You see, the Bible says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. That whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. What are these keys? Scripture. Any verse of the scripture is a key that unlocks the content of that verse. So if you take that verse that said that God will bring you to show you hell, and you pray, God, I stand on this verse of the scripture. Take me to hell. Show me hell. I want to see how hell is. Maintain pressure on that prayer. The Lord will send an angel. He will send his angel who will take you and carry you on the tour of hell. I have been to hell and I knew who I saw there. I knew people whom they are celebrating here that they were men of God. They have made them. They are burning in hell. For error, for teaching heresy, lies. I know Christians that have died here, they have buried them and made prayer. They are in hell for sins they committed. But Abel is arguing. Let us not argue. I'm telling you, I'm telling the whole people in the world, the internet world, all the Christians, hell is yours to visit at any time you want. If you want to go to hell and see whether there is hell, and see the people that are there, what took them there, don't need to for us to be arguing here. Go and ask God. God, I am your child. Heaven is mine, hell is mine. I have a right to visit hell. Send me an angel to take me on the door of hell. I want to go there. God will take you to hell. You will see hell yourself. And if you want to go to heaven and see heaven, you have to ask God, send me an angel to take me to heaven. I want to see heaven. God will take you to heaven. You will see heaven yourself. You see, it's not a privilege. Even if you go and see heaven, it does not guarantee that you will make heaven. Even if you go and see hell, the fear of hell is not a guarantee that you will not go to hell. They just shall live by faith. You must live it out. You must work out your salvation. You must live out the truth in your life. There is no 10,000 visit of heaven that guarantees you will make heaven. You visit and come back. If you don't walk according to the scripture, you will still go to hell. But as to whether you can visit hell or visit heaven, that one, it is yours by right. You want to go there, take it as a point of duty. Lord, I want to go and see hell. The people in hell, whether your father, your grandmother is there, I want to see. I want to go there. Take me there. Your word says you will take me and show me. So take me and show me. You want to go to heaven? There's a scripture that said, and the Lord said, come up hither, and I will show you things must come. And Jesus and John was in heaven. Take that scripture and pray. Lord, I come up hither to see the things. God honors his word above all his name. He will send the angel to pick you and bring you up. You will come and see the heaven yourself. Let nobody tell you there's heaven or just you will see it. Go there, go and see it. It's yours. Abraham cannot come and tell a fellow human being the story of what he has not gone to see. Has he been to hell before? Has he been to heaven before? Who is he to come and tell us the story of whether there's hell or heaven, whether Christians are in hell or in heaven? Go there and see. Your eye will clear. If Abel ever goes to hell, to visit hell, which he has a right to go, every prince of God has a right to pay a state visit. If you go to hell to visit hell, Abel Damina will come and tear all the book he's teaching now. He will tear it and say, brethren, forget this thing. Live righteous life. Live holy life. Because you are not seeing heaven without holiness, without righteousness, without sinlessness. All this one that he's doing, is doing it because he is hoping that he will appeal to the public who are immersed in sin. We are not the kind that because we have sin, we will want to remain in sin. No, we want who will take us out of sin. By the teaching and the preaching of the word of God, we all want to stop sin. Yeah. Hallelujah! Yeah. Tomorrow we'll continue in this studio time in Jesus' name.